Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver here at Minster as we have the game tonight between Minster and Fort Recovery in varsity girls basketball. Alongside is Justin Mangold. We welcome all of you listening on the radio at 100.9 on your FM dial and also at FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight as well. Justin, we've got the starting lineup, so take it away.
All right, for Minster, they are 10-0. They will start Ivy Wolf, Danae Hoyne, Jessica Falk, Courtney Pringer, and Damaris Wolf. Fort Recovery 4-4, starting Brooke Collig, Sierra Wendell, Olivia Pack, Val Mullenkamp, and Allie Vaughn.
First official AP poll doesn't come out till next week, but I'm sure Minster is going to be ranked in the number one spot, unless we can upset them tonight. I don't know, that'll be a tough task.
Yeah, very good team, defending state champions, and they beat Fort Recovery twice last year, including once in the tourney.
Special moment tonight for Courtney Pringer. I tell the fans about that.
Yeah, she is 5 points shy of 1,000 points, so if she can get there, they will stop the game at that point tonight, as long as the referees remember.
Courtney will be jumping center for Minster, and jumping for Fort Recovery will be Val Mullenkamp. And here we go, and the taps controlled by Minster, and we're underway. First quarter scoreboard sponsor, Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. For sales, Arcanum. And in Indiana, Union City and Bern, Indiana. And the 2 points are scored there by Minster's Ivy Wolf as she got right underneath, and it's 2-0, Minster on top. Double teamed out there is Kiera Wendell, and the ball is thrown away, picked off by Minster. It's up and good. Damaris Wolf scoring on the layup. And right away, Minster jumps out to a 4-0 lead over the Indians here.
I got to put a lot of pressure right at midcourt. Not this possession, though, but the previous one created the turnover.
Here's Val Mullenkamp with the basketball. Way outside. Feeds it over now to Brooke Collig. Brooke will bounce pass on the wing. And stepping out of bounds was... looks like Kiera Wendell over there. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banda would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians the best of luck in tonight's game. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banda. Dr. Banda's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Tan. Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banda, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banda would love to be your family's dentist. Here's a three-point shot from outside. It's up and good as Jessica Falk scores a three, and Minster's red hot right now. Wow.
Yeah, already 7-0. Fort Recovery can't afford to fall too much further behind this early.
And a jump ball called at the other end. Kiera Wendell's tied up by one of the Lady Wildcats. Mike Wiss, an outstanding coach for Minster. And former coach Nan Steck-Schulte, she's still helping out with the team as well. She had many, many years. I don't think Fort Recovery, I don't know, I shouldn't say that they never beat Minster, but if they did, it wasn't very many times when Nan Steck-Schulte was coaching. She always seemed to pull it out. Collig with the basketball, right side to Kiera Wendell. Kiera will dump it inside to Olivia Pack. Back outside, Allie Vaughn firing, three-pointer, good. Nice shot by Allie Vaughn. That cuts the lead to 7-3. Here's a three-point shot by Minster. It's good. Ivy Wolf hitting a three.
She was pretty far out there, too.
Good Lord. Kalp Pharmacy, again, don't forget they have their Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Depend on Kalp Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment Center for all the handicap medical equipment you might need.
One thing, it takes Fort Recovery 30 seconds to get a shot off. Minster came down the shot right away.
Brooke Collig with the ball, tries to feed it off. It's blocked by Minster and the steal. Down they come, up and in. It's Jessica Falk with the steal. And she got the basket. Rough start here for Fort Recovery. We are with 5:29 to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. It's Minster 12, and Fort Recovery only 3. We'll be back in just a moment.
Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, boy, I tell you, 12-3 with only 2.5 minutes gone in the game.
And they've yet to miss a shot, too.
Val Mollenkamp will toss it in. Allie Vaughn with the ball, brings it up against full court pressure. Janae Hoying on defense. Vaughn gets by her, stops, passing on the right wing to Brooke Collig. Back out to Kiera Wendell. On the left, there's Allie Vaughn driving the baseline, passing back outside to Val Mollenkamp. 3-point shot. Good! Val Mollenkamp with a three, and that makes the score 12-6. Lady Indians trailing by 6 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Oh, a beautiful inside pass, threading the needle, and Courtney Pringer puts it up and in for her first basket of the night. Makes it 14-6 now, and she's only 3 points away from 1,000 points. There's a ball. How did they give that to Minster? Did you see that?
Yeah, it hit the feet of one of the...
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, they gave it to Fort Recovery. It hit the feet of one of the Wildcats.
Okay. I thought they gave it to Minster.
They probably just pointed in the wrong direction.
Val Mollenkamp with the ball. Looking for a teammate. Hemmed in. Feeds it off over here to Olivia Patch. Olivia hands off to Kiera Wendell. Cal Pharmacy first quarter, 14-6. Minster on top. Here's Val Mollenkamp on a three. Bingo! She's hot.
Yeah, fortunately for the Indians, they're hot outside tonight.
Val Mollenkamp makes it 14-9, back to within 5 points. Inside for Pringer. She misses it. Rebound comes down to Val Mollenkamp of Fort Recovery. Val will stop with the ball. Pass on the left side to Allie Vaughn. Allie across the timeline. Goes right, goes left. Comes back towards the top of the key. And the ball's kicked by Minster, so it'll be out of bounds to Fort Recovery.
Missed a moment ago, the first miss for either team tonight.
A reminder that the Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is open many weeknights until 8 o'clock. Calp Pharmacy, Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and in Indiana, Union City and Bern, Indiana. Here's Kiera Wendell dribbling all the way around as the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery as tipping the ball out of bounds. There was Jessica Falk from Minster. 14-9 score, half the way through the first quarter. Indians with the ball. Lob pass comes in to Allie Vaughn. Back on the left to Kiera Wendell. Wendell bounce pass to Olivia Patch. Back to Wendell. She'll fire and miss from the baseline. Rebound and a foul is going to be called on Brooke Collig going over the back.
Her first foul, team first.
So tossing the ball in here for the Lady Wildcats will be Jessica Falk. 10-0 on the season is Minster.
Carly Richard and Courtney Ernst check in for Minster.
They're the only unbeaten team in the MAC conference. Now, there are three teams that have an unbeaten conference record right now going into tonight. Here's a shot from outside, no good. Rebound. Who's going to get it? It's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to go to...
We'll stay with Minster.
Brian Patch, the head coach of the Indians, and, of course, Mike Wiss, head coach of Minster's Wildcats.
Brenna Homan, Paige Fortkamp, check in for Fort Recovery.
Right side it goes for the Lady Wildcats to Carly Richard. Back on the left, 3-point shot is good by Ivy Wolf, and she stole the inbounds pass. Puts it up, no good. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp. It goes out of bounds off Val, and it'll be given to Minster underneath their own basket. That Ivy Wolf is a pretty nice player.
Yeah, already 8 points tonight. She's the one that hit the three to beat Fort Recovery in the regular season game last year.
Minster with the ball. Down low to Pringer. She'll turn, fire, and block by Olivia Patch. Patch comes up with the ball, and Allie Vaughn will bring it down. On the left side it goes. Here's Val Mollenkamp, free throw line, turns, fires, misses. Rebound comes to Courtney Pringer. Down comes the Minster Lady Wildcats. There's Ivy Wolf driving the lane, puts it up and in. Wow, what a play. And she scores and is fouled in the act of shooting.
She's only a sophomore, too, so.
Man, alive. Was that some shot?
Somehow it went in. She's up to 10 points.
Ivy Wolf at the free throw line. It's now 19-9. Lady Indians down by 10. It's good by Ivy. 20-9 the score now. Minster pressing full court here. Into Allie Vaughn. Double team. Stops. Ball's tipped away. Mad scramble for it. Still up for grabs. Picked up by Courtney Pringer. Pringer will come down. Feet on the left wing. Shots fired up. It's good. Hitting the two-point basket was Jessica Falk. And Fort Recovery calls timeout again. 22-9, Lady Indians trailing here with 2:32 to go in the first quarter of play. We'll be back in a moment from Minster right after this.
Look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy. I have been waiting on it. Honey, I am going out to start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms for Recovery Ohio.
Coming into the night tonight, Versailles was 3-0 in MAC play. Minster 2-0, New Bremen 2-0. Those three are undefeated. We have four teams with one loss, including Fort Recovery, St. Henry, New Knoxville, and Coldwater, all with one loss in the conference. I hate to say it, but the way this game's going, I'm afraid we're going to get tacked with another one.
Yeah, it was 14-9, so eight straight now for Minster.
Yeah, 22-9 score. Minster just stole the ball. That doesn't help anything.
Yeah, just a bad pass off the feet.
Here's Ivy Wolf in the lane. Feeds off to Courtney Pringer. Up no good. Rebound comes to Balmall and Kemp. Pringer's having a little bit of an off game tonight. Only one basket for her so far. Outside with the basketball now for Fort Recovery's Brenna Homan, who's in the game. Back on the left, Homan has it again to the free throw line. Stops, passing on the right side. Paige Fortkamp with it as Coach Patch made some personnel adjustments on that last timeout. Right side, Val Mollenkamp firing a three and got it. Val's having quite a night. She has a nine now in the first quarter here. 22-12, Lady Indians down by 10. And thank goodness for Val Mollenkamp shooting. Otherwise, it would be a really lopsided score.
Yeah, all three-pointers tonight for Fort Recovery.
And Minster is such a bigger team with Pringer in there. Here's an outside shot by Ivy Wolf. Missed the three-pointer. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery's Olivia Patch. Olivia feeds off to Allie Vaughn. Allie down across the timeline here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Right side to Paige Fortkamp. There's a foul called on Minster. It'll be given out of bounds to the Lady Indians. Don't forget Cal Pharmacy's weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Ask the Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. It's a dandy program, their weekly prescription program. Have a sub coming in as a colleague comes back in, and leaving is going to be Allie Vaughn, who will take a rest. So Brooke colleague back in the lineup. She will toss it in. Goes out deep to Val Mollenkamp. Val dribbling the ball. Passing to Brenna Homan. Homan dribbles down. Double team. Nowhere to go. Ball's tipped away, but Olivia Patch came up with it. Over on the left, there's Brooke Colley on a three. No good. Rebound. Paige Fortkamp. Yes! Paige Fortkamp with a rebound basket. Makes it 22-14. Lady Indians back to within 8 points now. Here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter from Minster, where Jim is actually here at the elementary school. But any of you who've been over here, you know where it's at, and it's a nice, nice facility. Minster with the ball. There's Janae Hoying. Back outside it goes to Carly Richard. Down to 6 seconds. They're going to go for the last shot, obviously. Here's the three-point shot. No good. Oh, it goes. Oh, good Lord. It banked in. Demarius Wolf banked it in from out top. Can you believe that?
Yeah, Sal Mullenkamp got caught on the screen, left Wolf wide open.
And banked it in. 25-14 after one. Lady Minster Wildcats on top of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We'll be back in a moment here from Minster right after we pause for this commercial break. Tough first quarter for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. January is National Bath Safety Month, and now is a perfect time to learn more about what we can do to take precautions in one of the most dangerous, frequently visited rooms in the house. Let our experienced customer service specialist at Kalp Pharmacy assist you or a loved one with product suggestions for a home bathroom to increase safety, comfort, convenience, and livability for everyone. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Thanks to Kalp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in good old Fort Recovery on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. And there's Brenna Homan right in front of us of the K&L Tractor Sales and Service family. Tossing it in to Allie Vaughn. Allie will bring it down across the timeline, and as the ball tipped away and stolen by Ivy Wolf. Wolf comes down, stutter dribbles, goes around, puts the reverse layup up, no good. Rebound up and in by Courtney Ernst. Courtney Ernst makes it 27-14, and now full court pressure continued by Minster. Allie Vaughn into Val Mollenkamp, back to Vaughn. Allie will bring it up across the timeline. Works her way to the right, back to the left. Feeds down low to Val Mollenkamp. Back over to Kiara Wendell. Out top to Allie Vaughn. Right side to Brenna Homan. Homan dribbling the ball. Now gives over here to Kiara Wendell. And Kiara threw it away. Intercepted by Minster. Here they come. Down at the other end. There's a shot up and no good. Rebound out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery as Demarius Wolf missed that one inside.
First quarter stats, both teams shot 63%, but Fort Recovery is 5 of 8, Minster 10 of 16. Minster 4 of 6 on threes, and Fort Recovery 4 of 5. Free throws 1 for 1 for Minster, none for Fort Recovery. Rebound 6 to 4 in favor of the Indians, and 5 turnovers for Fort Recovery, none for Minster.
There's a lob pass into Val Mollenkamp, and there's going to be traveling called on Val. I don't get that one.
No, they're already up to 8 turnovers here in the first half after 3 here in the second quarter.
Did not get that call. Minster will bring it up.
Looked like she stepped on one of the feet of one of the Wildcats, and they called that a travel.
Ivy Wolf on the right side. It goes to Minster's Janae Hoing. Hoing dribbling, feeding off here now to Demarius Wolf. Now into Courtney Pringer, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to the Minster Lady Wildcats. Right side, there's a long three-pointer up and no good by Demarius Wolf. Rebound comes down to Minster again. Ball's deflected by Fort Recovery. Minster gets it back. Courtney Pringer with it. Feeding back outside over to Ivy Wolf now. Wolf between the circles. Passing off here to Janae Hoing. Hoing goes left, comes back right, goes to the hole, puts it up and got it. Oh, take it back. She missed it. It rolled off the top of the rim. Rebound Val Mollenkamp.
Had the right angle, the right shot. Just didn't go in.
Kiara Wendell will bring it down across the timeline. Right wing it goes to Brenna Homan. Homan looks outside. We'll find Allie Vaughn. Vaughn dribbles to the left, double teamed. Ball's knocked away, stolen by Minster. Here come the Lady Wildcats, Janae Hoing. She'll pass off, put it up no good, and a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery. Free throws coming here for the Lady Wildcats. So we'll be back right after we pause for this here on PG-14 and J Country 101 from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Jessica Falk hit one free throw. Here's the Minster steal, and Courtney Pringer puts it up and in. That gives her 4 points on the night, 1 point away from 1,999. On the left side, page four camp down in the corner to Olivia Patch. Olivia hasn't taken a shot that I can recall.
No, she has not.
Kiera Wendell fires from the baseline, misses. Rebound, Kiera Wendell brings it back outside. To Allie Vaughn, right side it goes. Page four camp over on the wing to Brooke Collig. Collig back to Kiera Wendell. Kiera bounce pass on the left to Paige Fortkamp. Paige goes on the wing. There's Allie Vaughn with the basketball. Vaughn will dribble out front between the circles. Passing now to Paige Fortkamp. Feeds on the right wing. Brooke Collig fires a long shot but misses, and rebound Courtney Pringer. Down comes Minster with the basketball. Ivy Wolf around the Fort Recovery defense and lays it up and in.
Looked off the defender with a, like she's done a pass from the corner, just took it to the hoop.
33-14, Fort Recovery getting blasted here so far tonight. Kiera Wendell with the basketball. This Minster team, don't be shocked if you're not watching the state champions, Justin.
Yeah, once again, very, very good team. They were last year, went all the way.
Courtney Pringer knocked it away, but it goes out of bounds, so Fort Recovery will still have the basketball.
They just have so many different options that can score the basketball, and that's tough to decide which one to guard, and they take advantage of that.
New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery. Indians with the ball. Kiera Wendell right side to Paige Fortkamp. Paige tries to go down inside to Olivia Patch, and Olivia is fouled. It'll be out of bounds to the Lady Indians. That's only the second foul on Minster.
Jessica Falk picks up this one.
The Minster Lady Wildcats, quite a dominating team. Here we go with the inbounds play. Comes in to Allie Vaughn. It's no good, but she's fouled. She'll be at the free throw line for a couple of shots, so we'll be right back.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Allie Vaughn hits both free throws, and now they call traveling on Minster, so a rare turnover on the Lady Wildcats. We get the ball back.
Yeah, that's their first turnover tonight.
Kiera Wendell gets the inbounds pass. She will bring it up. Works her way against Janae Hoying across the timeline. Comes back to the left, top of the key. Wild shot, no good. Rebound comes to Danielle Barhorst. Here comes Minster with the basketball. All the way down, up and missing. Kiera Wendell got the rebound, and she's going to be fouled. It'll be Fort Recovery's basketball.
14, Carly Richard picks up her second.
K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard, it's 33-16. Fort Recovery on the short end of the score.
Avery Wolf checking in now.
Courtney Pringer needs one more point to get to 1,000 points in her career. Outstanding 6'2 senior for the Lady Wildcats. Allie Vaughn with the ball, goes all the way around, scoops a pass off to Brenna Homan. Back out to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp fires and misses. Rebound, Kiera Wendell. Kiera passes back outside to Allie Vaughn. Here's Brenna Homan getting the ball, and it's stolen away and stripped by Minster. Making the steal there was Courtney Ernst, and the ball is now tipped out of bounds off of Minster, so Fort Recovery has the ball. Val Mollenkamp will toss it in.
There's still 3:08 to play here in the quarter. Fort Recovery down by 17. Would like to get it back within at least 10.
Bringing it across the timelines, Kiera Wendell. Now on the left side it goes to Val Mollenkamp. Down low and a foul's on Minster. That will be out of bounds to Fort Recovery. Courtney Pringer picks up the foul, her first. So Kiera Wendell will toss it in for the Lady Indians. Kiera is only a sophomore. Into Val Mollenkamp. Back outside it goes to Brenna Homan. Brenna also only a sophomore.
Fort Recovery, a fairly young team, no seniors on the roster.
Back outside to Allie Vaughn. Passing right to Brenna Homan, and the ball is apparently thrown wide of Brenna, and she can't come up with it, and it's going to be out of bounds to Minster.
Turnover number 12 on the Indians.
Check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Fort Recovery, they're built tough with poultry growers in mind. Pringer back outside. There's Ivy Wolf with it. Ivy dribbling the ball way out on the timeline. Now to Avery Wolf. I wonder if those Wolf girls are all sisters. I would guess they are.
There's a senior, a junior, and a sophomore.
There's a foul called on Brenna Homan. So it will be out of bounds to Minster.
Team foul number 4 on Fort Recovery.
First foul on Kiera Wendell. Minster with the basketball. Ivy Wolf goes to the right. Passes back outside at the timeline. Back on the right to Ivy Wolf in the corner. Three-point shots, no good. Rebound battled for. And Courtney Pringer puts it up. Missed it. Got her own rebound. And she's going to be fouled and will be out of bounds to Minster. Courtney Pringer's pretty much double-teamed wherever she goes.
Kind of forcing things a little bit here tonight, too. She's at 9.99.
Pringer puts it up and got it, and there you go. 1,000 points for Courtney Pringer. And they're going to stop the game and recognize her for the wonderful accomplishment. Congratulations to Courtney Pringer. She now has 6 points in the game, 1,001 points in her career. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Well, that basket made it 35-16. Courtney Pringer getting her 1,000th point there. And so Fort Recovery has the ball as the celebration is over. Kiera Wendell will bring it up across the timeline here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. There's a pass to Val Mollenkamp, turns, fires, and misses. Rebound comes down to Minster's Demarius Wolf. I bet Courtney Pringer was glad that's over with.
Yes, now she can relax a little bit.
Outside shot by Demarius Wolf. It's no good on a three. Rebound comes to Val Mollenkamp. Val gives it off over here to Kiera Wendell. Down quickly to Allie Vaughn on the right. Tries to go inside, but it's kicked by Minster's Avery Wolf. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, reads, close your ears now, 35-16. We're down by 19 points.
All three Wolves are on the court now at the same time.
Right side, Brenna Homan for Fort Recovery. She'll pass to Allie Vaughn. Ball is loose. Picked up by Minster. Turnover, Lady Indians. Come up with a loose ball was Danielle Barhorst. Down low, wide open. was Demarius Wolf, and she lays it in to make it 37-16, and she has 7 points on the night. Minster, your leader in the MAC conference, one of the leaders with an undefeated 2-0 record coming into tonight, will be 3-0 after this one. Versailles tonight, 3-0 coming into the night. Here's a right side to Kiera Wendell. Kiera still with the ball out front. And also Marion, New Bremen is also undefeated at 2-0 on the year. And there's 5 seconds called on Fort Recovery's Kiera Wendell. Did not make a move to the basket while being closely guarded.
Gives Minster another chance here with 6 seconds to play in the half.
So Lady Indians were trying to work for that last shot, but it didn't work out. Here's Ivy Wolf coming across the timeline, pops the shot from 15 and did not go down. Almost, but did not go down. So after one half a play, 37-16, Minster on top over our Fort Recovery Lady Indians. And again, a reminder, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor has been K&L Tractor Sales and Service in good old Fort Recovery. See Artsway Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. And they have outstanding service for your farm machinery and lawn and garden equipment as well at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. We'll be back with the halftime stats for you coming up here in a moment from Minster High School. Again, the score is 37-16. Lady Indians down by 19 points at halftime.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow. Boy, those are the biggest flakes I have ever seen. Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have 6 sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh, my, that is a coyote. Run, Joe, run.
Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for the hazards. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. And Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines. Walk-ins are welcome daily, and it's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
And we want to thank Josh Clooney, the athletic director here at Fort Recovery. He's always very helpful for his hospitality, a great guy. He's got a great girls basketball team to watch this year. They're something else, aren't they?
Yeah, Minster already 10-0, and I think they only lost maybe once last year en route to the state championship. Excellent team. I think they're better this year than last year.
Oh, I think so, too.
They graduated some pretty good seniors last year, too, so they just reload.
Well, take a look at the stats.
For Minster in the first quarter, 10 of 16, 63%. Only 5 of 15 in the second quarter for 33%. So at the half, Minster 15 of 31 shooting for 48%. On threes, 4 of 6 in the first quarter, 0 for 3 in the second. So 4 of 9, 44% at the half. And free throws, 1 of 1 in the first quarter, 2 of 2 in the second. So 3 for 3 for the ball game. Fort Recovery, 5 of 8 shooting 63% in the first quarter, 0 for 5 in the second. So 5 of 13, 38% at the half. On three-pointers, 4 of 5 in the first quarter. Indians did not attempt a three-pointer in the second quarter. So 4 of 5, 80% on threes at the half. And free throws, 2 of 2 and a half, all coming in the second quarter. Rebounding is even at 12. Leinster had 4 in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Fort Recovery was 6 in each quarter. And turnovers, Leinster, none in the first quarter, 2 in the second, so they have 2 at the half. Fort Recovery, 5 in the first quarter, 9 in the second quarter, 14 end-in turnovers here at the half, and then compared to only 2 for Leinster. After one quarter, Leinster led it 25-14. Our halftime score, it's Leinster 37 and Fort Recovery 16. Individual scoring for Leinster, Ivy Wolf was 13. 11 of those coming in the first quarter. 9 for Jessica Falk. 7 of her points coming in the first quarter. Damaris Wolf was 7 points. Courtney Pringer was 6. Courtney Ernst with 2. Again, Ivy Wolf with 13. Jessica Falk with 9. 4-4 recovery, Val Mullenkamp with 9 points. All coming in the first quarter and all on three-pointers. Allie Vaughn with 5 points, a three-pointer in the first quarter, added a couple of free throws in the second, and Paige Fortkamp, a field goal in the first quarter for 2. Again, for the Indians, Mullenkamp with 9, Vaughn with 5, and Fortkamp with 2. In our halftime score, it's Leinster 37, Fort Recovery 16.
Thank you, sir. I was just reminded, by the way, I had mentioned that Fort Recovery's Cal Pharmacy location was open until 8 o'clock many weeknights, but they have I have been informed that they have changed their hours as of the first of the year, and they're open until 7 o'clock now, just to make sure that you fans know. Open until 7 o'clock Monday through Thursday until 6 o'clock on Friday evening. So, again, the hours, instead of 8 o'clock, they're open until 7. Still plenty of extra hours for you to get in there at Cal Pharmacy. Open until 7 o'clock Monday through Thursday evening. And do you believe it? IU is tied with Illinois at halftime.
Yeah, having a rough game.
I cannot believe it.
Seems to struggle in Big Ten games the last couple of years, including tonight.
If they lose that one, there will not be a lot of happy IU fans. That's for sure. And you can hear the IU game if you want to on our other side, our AM side, at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM tonight. Indiana playing Illinois at Bloomington. That's the thing that really hurts. It's at Bloomington.
Yeah, Purdue also in action tonight. They're beating number 25 Iowa 52-35, so at the half. So Purdue having a much better start to the new year than Indiana is so far.
We hope there's always a second half for IU. Let's hope it gets better. And Ohio State, are they playing tonight? I don't think they are they?
I can check here real quick.
For our Buckeye friends, fans listening in.
Michigan's up at the half over Penn State, and no Ohio State game tonight.
So Buckeye's having a good year so far.
They played on Saturday against Michigan State, so that'll be a good game.
Okay.
Michigan State number 8, Ohio State 14th.
We'll be back in a moment from Leinster. The score at halftime, close your ears again, 37-16. Lady Wildcats on top over our Lady Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy. I have been waiting on it. Honey, I am going out to start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms for Recovery Ohio.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And we thank the Ohio High School Athletic Association for providing us with those nice announcements.
JV game tonight was won by Minster 32-18. For the Indians, Macy Day had 9, Elena Evers with 6, and Grace Guggenbeller with 3. JV Fort Recovery is 3-6 on the year.
Yeah, they had one good quarter and one bad quarter. One good quarter and one bad quarter.
Right. Good first and third quarters, but not the other two.
There's a block by Allie Vaughn, and Vaughn comes up with the basketball. We start the second half, but now here's Minster's Ivy Wolf stealing it right back. Driving to the hoop and putting the shot up, and no good. A little short there was Janae Hoying. Rebound comes down to Pringer. Back outside to Demarius Wolf. She misses a three. She likes to fire that three-point shot, doesn't she?
Yeah, they all do, it seems like, and it's a very quick shot.
Val Mollenkamp got the rebound for Fort Recovery. Here come the Lady Indians. Allie Vaughn on the left. Our third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. They're the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms. Brooke Collig on the outside. Right side it goes to Val Mollenkamp. Feeds down low, and the ball's tipped out of bounds by Minster. Fort Recovery will get the basketball. Don't forget Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Once again, they have an outstanding program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Loose ball in the backcourt, picked up by Val Mollenkamp over to Brooke Collig. She is double-teamed. Gives it back to Val, and Val will bring it up the court. That was kind of a wild series of events there. Here's a shot from the left by Kiera Wendell. Won't go down, and a foul's called on Minster, I think. No, they're going to call on Kiera.
Her second foul.
That's a tough call. Both players going for the ball there.
Yeah, they could have really let it go.
They could have, but they didn't. Jessica Falk will toss it in, bringing the ball down the court for Minster is Janae Hoying. She'll pass on the left to Ivy Wolf. Tries to go down low to Pringer. Ball's loose. Picked up by Brooke Collig. Actually, one of the Minster teammates kind of interfered with that pass, giving us the basketball. And here's a foul on Minster. They're going to call that on Demarius Wolf. So it'll be out of bounds to the Lady Indians.
It's her first foul, team first.
Cooper Farms scoreboard, 37-16. Fort Recovery's down by 21. Inside pass to Allie Vaughn, misses the shot. Rebound comes down to Minster. Bringing the ball up the court now for the Lady Wildcats is Janae Hoying across the timeline. Works her way to the right, passing back outside to Demarius Wolf. There's Ivy Wolf, three-point shot. It goes down for Ivy Wolf, making it 40-16 now. Lady Indians down by 24 points.
And Ivy Wolf now a 16 herself.
Kiera Wendell back outside to Val Mollenkamp. On the left it goes to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn back to Brooke Collig. Tries to feed down low. Pringer deflects the ball. And again, I don't think Olivia Patch has a single shot tonight.
She has not had a shot at all. They've just been really blanketing her inside, not even getting the ball.
She has not had a single shot tonight. Inbounds pass is stolen by Minster. Here's Ivy Wolf laying it up and in. That makes it 42-16 now as Minster continues to build their lead over the Lady Indians. Here's Kiera Wendell and Allie Vaughn bringing it up the court. Kiera across the timeline over to Allie Vaughn. Right wing to Brooke Collig. Collig looks. Bounce pass goes down low. Inside to Olivia Patch, but it's knocked away and stolen. She still doesn't have a shot. And here's Brooke Collig knocking it away at the other end. Fort Recovery with the steal. Here's a pass to Val Mollenkamp, and she connects from about 10 feet on the left baseline. Val hasn't scored in a while, but that gives her 11. She does lead the team in scoring.
Fort Recovery makes their first basket since the first quarter.
Out front with the basketball for Minster's Jane Hoying here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Shot by Ivy Wolf is no good. Off the mark from 18 feet away. Rebound comes down to Val Mollenkamp. Val will pass over here to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn dribbling the ball. Now it's tipped away. Brooke Collett got it back into Olivia Patch. Puts it up no good, and she's fouled him. That's her first shot of the night, and she doesn't get it, but she does go to the free throw line with two shots.
Yeah, it doesn't even count as an official shot still, since it was a foul on the play. So technically still no shots.
Listening to WPGW Radio, 100.9 FM, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Free throw's good by Olivia Patch. Eric Catterley's our studio back at the radio station, and Ryan Braun is here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Ryan and Chase Bruns did the JV game tonight. This next one is no good. So Olivia finally gets 1 point on the board. 42-19. Lady Indians now trailing by 23. Out front with the ball, Minster over on the right side. It goes to Jessica Falk. She passes over to Courtney Pringer, who passed the 1,000-point mark tonight, but just barely. She has 1,001 points so far with 6 points tonight. Pringer has the ball back, starts to drive in, feeds over on the right wing to Demarius Wolf, inside to Pringer. Ball's loose, a scramble for it. Pringer comes up with it. It's kicked out of bounds finally by Fort Recovery.
Not sure about that, but it goes to Minster.
Don't forget, if you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, just give them a call at 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161 for Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Here's Pringer with a drive, and it's blocked by Olivia Patch. Val Mollenkamp comes up with the loose ball. Here's Kiara Wendell. Allie Vaughn on the right side. Back around the horn. It goes to Brooke Collig on the left wing. Collig looks inside, looks for a cutter. Goes back out top between the circles to Kiara Wendell. Kiara now over to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp dribbling the ball to the top of the key. Hands it off to Allie Vaughn. Here's a pass on the left side to Val Mollenkamp. Back to Vaughn. Looks for the three. Doesn't go. Passes to Val Mollenkamp. She'll launch a shot. It's blocked. Rebound comes down to Demarius Wolf, who blocked the shot. Here comes Minster with the basketball. Jessica Falk back outside to Ivy Wolf. She thought about taking a 22-footer there for a minute.
I'm surprised she didn't take that.
Should I shoot this ball or not? Well, maybe the coach might not like that. Here's a long three-pointer. It's up and no good by Janae Hoying. Rebound chased down by Courtney Pringer. Back outside to Ivy Wolf. This time she fires a three. No good from 20. And a foul's called on the rebound on the Minster Lady Wildcats. Tomorrow night we'll have the Minster Fort Recovery boys game for you on the radio and also on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Danielle Barhorse checks in for Minster.
So tune us in for the broadcast tomorrow evening. Recovery brings it down across the timeline. Kiara Wendell threw it away. Oh, they say it was tipped by Minster. So we got to keep the ball. Trailing 42-19 on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. 2:43 left to go in the quarter. Val Mollenkamp on the left, dribbling the basketball, hands off to Kiara Wendell. The junior high boys played over here tonight. I didn't get the scores, but they played Minster here earlier this evening. Right side to Val Mollenkamp. Passing right side to Allie Vaughn. Cross-court pass to Brenna Homan. Homan tries to dribble in. Ball's tipped away, but picked up by Allie Vaughn. There's Kiara Wendell to Val Mollenkamp. Launches a three. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Olivia Patch. It'll go to the Minster Lady Wildcats.
Vaughn's hardly had any shots tonight either. She does have one three-pointer, but Ivy Wolf's done a good job on her.
Minster will bring it up across the timeline. Ivy Wolf down to the free throw line. Back outside it goes to Courtney Pringer. Right side now. There's Demarius Wolf. Fires a three and missed it. Rebound comes to Minster to Carly Richard. Now to Demarius Wolf again inside. Dribbles back out. Courtney Pringer at the free throw line. Passes on the left. There's a shot fired up and no good. Rebound comes down to Allie Vaughn. There's going to be a jump ball called.
Leinster's not shot the ball well the last two quarters. I'd hate to think how good they would be if they were hitting these.
So the ball goes to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. 1:38 left to go in this quarter of play.
Leinster will be 2 of 11 this quarter.
Yeah, Fort Recovery has to feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, the defense has been better these last two quarters. The first quarter, they were really good shooting-wise.
Inside pass to Olivia Patch is tipped out of bounds by Minster. Val Mollenkamp tried to find Olivia inside. Olivia did pretty good against Shea County, didn't she, last week?
Yeah, she had some, I think she had 10 points. A lot of those came in the second quarter.
There's the ball. That was kicked. Then no call. Yeah, Minster came up with it.
Clearly deflected like that.
Here's a shot blocked by Olivia Patch. Olivia's been active on defense. Indians have the ball back.
Yeah, Indians have played almost even this quarter. It's just can't put in the offense together either.
Kara Patch on the outside. Boy, Minster is just really pesky on defense. Double teaming and scrambling and... Fort Recovery almost lost the ball, but Kiara Wendell came up with it. Over to Paige Fortkamp on the left to Brenna Homan. Homan looks for a teammate, finds Kiara Wendell cutting and fires, and then got it. Kiara Wendell give Brenna Homan the assist. Here's Minster with the ball. It's 42-21. Out front is Ivy Wolf. Minster 10-0 on the year. They're 2-0 in the conference. Left side, it goes to Lily Pelletier. Right side, over to Ivy Wolf on the wing. Dribbles and fires and got it. Ivy Wolf guns it in. She's not afraid to shoot. She's got 21 points now on the night. Mostly from three-point land. There's a ball tipped by Minster. Fort Recovery picks it up, but they don't have time to get a shot off. And the score at the end of three, it's 45-21. The Minster Lady Wildcats on top. Again, thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions in the comfort of your own home. Kalp Pharmacy Home IV team can bring high quality care to you where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kalp Pharmacy Home Infusion Services can be a safe and cost effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy, Health Mark, caring for you and about you.
Moving on to the fourth quarter of play, being brought to you by Fort Recovery Lumber Company on the scoreboard. For quality building materials, including Anderson Energy Saving Windows and Doors, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. There's a shot gunned up by Carly Richard from three-point land, no good. And a jump ball is called on the rebound, which will go to Fort Recovery.
Third quarter, Minster 3 of 12, 25%, 2 of 6 on threes. Fort Recovery 2 of 6, 33%, 0 for 1 on threes and 1 for 2 at the line. Rebounding 19 for Minster and 20 for Fort Recovery. Turnovers 4 for the Wildcats and 18 for the Indians.
That's a big difference in the game right there.
Yeah, all the turnovers, and most of them have led the points too.
Shots up and no good by Kiara Wendell. The ball is tipped out of bounds by Kiara. Minster will get the ball back. Again, we'll have the Minster boys game for you tomorrow night. Fort Recovery and Minster on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. So we invite you to tune in for that. Minster with the ball. Janae Hoying with it. On the left side to Danielle Barhorst. Right side it goes to Janae Hoying. Ball's tipped by Kier Wendell, but getting it back was Minster. Now on the left side it goes. Many of the stars are sitting on the bench here for Minster. Here's a shot inside, no good. Rebound Val Wallenkamp. Missing the drive was Janae Hoying. And the Lady Indians will bring it up. Kiera Wendell moves around to the right side. Brooke Collig with it now. Now to Val Mollenkamp, and there's going to be a foul on Minster. Well, scoring has been the problem for the Indians this year. They played excellent defense, but just can't seem to consistently score. You look down all their games, and they have very few games where they've scored more than 40 points.
Yeah, the average is right around 40, but that's inflated by one of the games in the 60s, so...
Inbounds pass comes to Val Mollenkamp and tries to lob it inside, and the pass was overthrown and stolen by Minster. Coming up with the loose ball was Courtney Ernst.
Yeah, so far this season, the Indians scored 36, 37, 30, 36, 68, 40, 40, and 34. So the 68 bumps up the average, but really right around 35, 40 or so.
Yeah, you'd like to see him up in the 40s, 50s, instead of the pretty much the 30s mostly. Shot was no good by Minster. Fort Recovery gets the ball as it went out of bounds, untouched by Fort Recovery. Brenna Homan has the basketball. Will feed off to Allie Vaughn. Allie is going to try to bring it across, and there's a timeout call by Fort Recovery's Brian Patch. He was worried about the 10-second rule. 45-21, Lady Indians trailing here in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fourth quarter of play from Minster.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Minster, we have 6 minutes and 8 seconds left to go.
45-21, Minster in the lead.
IU did take the lead in the second half, but barely.
Still pretty early. Purdue's up big now in Iowa by 21 last check.
Big win there for the Boilers. Is that at Purdue? Or
I think it's at Iowa.
Wow.
I have to double check.
Val Mollenkamp to Allie Vaughn. I would be surprised if it is, but...
No, it's at Purdue.
Here's Kiera Wendell up and off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound Kiera, though. Now she'll pass on the left side. There's Brooke Collig firing a shot from the baseline. No good. Olivia Patch puts it up. No good. Her first official shot of the game. And rebound comes down to Minster. Here's a long three. It's no good by Avery Wolf. Those Wolf girls like to shoot the three, don't they?
Yes, they do. All
give me the ball.
Yeah, pretty much all the Wildcats like to shoot.
Fort Recovery on the left side. I'm very impressed with Minster. They've got a great team. They're going to go 11-0 now, and they are something else. They will represent the MAC conference well, I would guess, at the state, barring a major upset. And there's a steal by Minster. 45-21.
Yeah, just not many weaknesses in this Minster team. Haven't shot the ball very well tonight, but other than that, an offensive foul.
Called on a legal screen. So Turnover on Minster. That'll give the ball back to Fort Recovery with 4:51 remaining.
Macy Day checks in for the Indians.
Come on, Macy. We need some scoring here. Maybe she can get it done. She had, what, 9 in the B game?
Yes.
She's not superstitious. She wears number 13.
Had a decent junior varsity game again on Saturday against Jay County.
Ooh.
That's one of those 45-21 plays. It should have been a carry.
Yes, he definitely carried the ball, and the official said, should I call this or not? No, it's okay.
Yeah, just let it play on.
Macy will toss it in now. Macy Day goes to Akira Wendell. She lost the handle on the ball. Jump ball.
They call it jump ball, but they had her neck pretty much in a headlock.
So it goes to Minster on the alternating possession. Fort Recovery will play Liberty Benton on Saturday, a game we'll have on the radio for you.
Liberty Benton, the top five team according to Coach Patch.
You're welcome to come along for that one, too.
Should be a back-at-home better game for the Indians, a better chance.
Left side shot from the wing, three-point basket, good by Courtney Ernst. She's a senior for the Lady Wildcats, making it 48-21. Indians trail by 27 on the Fort Recovery Lumber. Fourth quarter scoreboard. Pass inside to Olivia Patch is thrown out of bounds and will be Minster's basketball.
Turnover number 21 on the Indians.
For durable, reliable, and energy-efficient Anderson windows and doors, you know where to go. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio land. Right side it goes to Minster's Courtney Ernst, and now there's a ball tipped out of bounds by Kiara Wendell. So Ernst will toss it back in right in front of Nan Steck-Schulte of Minster. Nan, longtime coach of this team, and then Mike Wiss took over a few years ago. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Val Mollenkamp has it over to Kiara Wendell. Carroll will pass down on the left side to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn drives down the lane, scoops it up, no good, and a foul is going to be called on Minster. So Allie Vaughn will go to the free throw line with two shots.
Good aggressiveness. That just wasn't there earlier in the game when the defense, pretty much the second wave, stopped that.
Allie Vaughn is also only a sophomore. Again, as you pointed out, there are no seniors on this Fort Recovery team. It's up and no good off the front of the rim. You think of all the sophomores that are playing varsity, you put them as a B team, man, they'd be something else.
Exactly. Brenna Homan checks back in.
Here's the shot up and no good by Allie Vaughn. Rebound comes to Minster to Courtney Ernst. 48-21. Lady Indians down by 27. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, fourth quarter. Here's a drive inside and no good, and a foul's on Fort Recovery as Janae Hoying, a 5'6 sophomore, driving for the hoop, and she'll be at the line for two shots.
Foul goes against Vaughn, her first.
Fort Recovery Lumber, your dealer for Anderson energy-saving windows and doors and quality building materials. Free throw's no good. And don't forget, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company has a design service. They can design your project for you. Let them know what you're thinking about. They'll design it for you, and then they'll help you build the project with their quality building materials. Fort Recovery Lumber Company, serving the Fort Recovery community in the area for over 100 years. That free throw is good. That makes it 49-21. Gets one out of two. Here's Allie Vaughn driving down, and the ball's off, I think, Olivia Patch. It was deflected by Minster, which caused Olivia not to be able to come up with the basketball. More subs coming in for Minster, not for Fort Recovery.
The Indians still have a lot of starters out there.
Yep. Right side to Carly Richard. Macy Day comes up with the ball as Fort Recovery steals it away. Here's Val Mollenkamp double dribbled, and the official finally calls it.
He had to call that one.
So double dribbling on Val Mollenkamp. Minster gets it back. 2:34 left to go in the fourth quarter. A January the 3rd, 2018, starting a new year. Minster with the ball, a huge lead, 49-21. They started out from the get-go. Once you give the fans the first quarter scores there, the first quarter set halftime scores.
25-14 after one and 37-16 at the half. So not a lot of scoring for either team here in the second half. 11-5, 14-5 now in favor of Minster. So most of the scoring in the first quarter.
Fort Recovery gets the ball back here as Macy Day will toss it in to Allie Vaughn. Allie across the timeline and right side to Macy Day, and it sails out of bounds. Turnover on Fort Recovery. Now that's one that you know, that pass was just way off the beam.
Unforced, unfocused turnover there.
Yep. Should not have happened. Not that it made any difference. It certainly is not going to make any difference, but you hate to see those kind of errors, those kind of turnovers. Minster with the ball. They lead 49-21 in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. Over on the left side, there is Courtney Ernst with the ball. She goes right, comes back left, scoops it up, and missed it, but she's fouled by Allie Vaughn. And that'll be number two on Allie.
So free throws coming up. 24, Courtney Ernst.
And some subs coming in. I see Hope Wendell's going to come in for Fort Recovery. Here comes Hope. Olivia Patch goes out. Also coming in for Fort Recovery there is 32?
I didn't have a 32. I didn't see one on the roster.
Up and no good by Minster. Rebound Minster. There's a shot from the left side. It's good this time by Carly Richard. 51-21.
I think it's Aubrey Knapke. She was listed at 5 last game.
No, she's Aubrey's over there on the bench.
Okay, she's still over there.
Let's see, we'll figure it out here in a minute. Fort Recovery takes a shot, missed it. Rebound Minster with it. Down to 1:07 to go. Here's a three-point shot. Good. Three-point basket by Courtney Ernst. That makes it now 54-21. And the ball is tipped out of bounds, and it's off of Fort Recovery. That might be Elena Evers, maybe.
Yeah, that's my process for elimination is what it was coming to.
I think that, I'm not sure, but I think that's Elena Evers in there for the Lady Indians now.
She was listed as 31, so playing as 32 tonight.
Brenna Homan on the outside. Here's Paige Fortkamp with the ball, top of the key, passing on the left to Macy Day. Back to Paige Fortkamp, bombs a three and got it. Paige Fortkamp with her second basket of the night, giving her 5 points. Well, the official said it was a three. He only gave her 2 on the scoreboard.
No, it was 21 before that, so.
Okay, they just didn't give her 2 on her scoring. That's the game. The time runs out. The final score. Oh, was it a tough one? Minster 54 and the Fort Recovery Lady Indians 24. Thanks to the Fort Recovery Lumber Company for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor for quality building materials, including Fort Recovery's Anderson Energy Saving Windows and Doors. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We'll be back with the end of the game stats in just a moment.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow. Boy, those are the biggest flakes I have ever seen. Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have six sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh, my, that is a coyote. Run, Joe, run.
Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for the hazards. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring big savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans and will look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Bern in Union City, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start savings. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Ohio are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at Minster, let's go over to Justin Mangold with a final wrap-up.
Looking at Minster, the first half, they were 15 of 31, 48% from the field. Second half, 6 of 20, 30%. So for the ball game, 21 of 51 for 41% shooting. 8 of 19 on three-pointers for 42%. And 4 of 7, 57% at the free throw line. Fort Recovery first half, 5 for 13 for 38%. Second half, 3 of 11 for 27%. So for the ballgame, 8 for 24, 33% from the field. Pretty good, 5 of 7, 71% on three-pointers tonight. And 3 of 6, 50% at the free throw line. Rebounding, 26-22 in favor of Fort Recovery. Turnovers, 26 for Fort Recovery and 7 for Minster. Scoring for the Wildcats, 21 for Ivy Wolf, 9 for Jessica Falk, 8 for Courtney Ernst, 7 for Damaris Wolf, 6 points for Courtney Pringer. Again, she went over 1,000. She's at 1,001 now for her career. 2 points for Carly Richard and 1 for Janae Hoyne. For Fort Recovery, Val Mullenkamp with 11, 9 of those coming in the first quarter. 5 for Paige Fortkamp. 5 for Allie Vaughn, 2 for Kiara Wendell, and 1 for Olivia Patch. Again, 25-14 the score after 1, 37-16 at the half, 45-21 after 3, and again, 54-24 the final. Minster goes to 11-0 on the year. Fort Recovery drops to 4-5.
And the JV game was also won by the Minster Lady Wildcats.
By a score of 32-18, Kate Larger with 12 points to lead Minster. For Fort Recovery, Macy Day with 9, Elena Evers with 6, and Grace Guggenbiller had 3, and then dropped to 3-6 on the season.
Well, that's going to wrap up our broadcast tonight. A tough one for the Lady Indians this evening. And I look at your shooting stats here. We hit 5 out of 7 threes, which is pretty amazing. And that means we only hit 3 out of 17 from two land.
Yeah.
Minster did a much shot just not going down.
Minster did a much better job defending the three-pointer after the first quarter, where Fort Recovery hit 4 three-pointers, did not hit one until the very end after that.
Yeah, and of course the big stat also was the turnovers, 26 for us and only 7 for them, and that helped create the discrepancy in the shots. They had 51 shots and we only had 24.
Yeah, 27 more shots. You don't see that very often in the ball game, but just total domination by Minster. And again, their shooting wasn't all that good tonight, so they could have been even better.
Well, I don't want to short the coach, but I'm looking around and I don't see him coming our way. So, with that said, we're going to sign off and remind you fans, we'll be back with the Minster Fort Recovery boys game tomorrow night on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks to our studio producers tonight, Eric Catterly for the radio station, and Ryan Braun and Chase Bruns for FortRecoveryRadio.com. From Minster, I'm Rob Weaver saying, along with Justin Mangold, good night, everybody.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.